This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to say thank you for at least the information I was given concerning the platforms that we were on. I believe there are two platforms. We had over 25,000 viewers, and only you can do that. Again, we just started this about a month ago, and we've already got 25,000 viewers. We thank you for that. We also thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We're always number one and number two, fighting it off, I guess, head-to-head with Alex Jones. Why that is, I know not, but we know why you listen, because you understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. With that, thank you very much. Wanted to let you know we're going to be talking about confusion by design. I hear all day people talking about deep state this, deep state that. I'm asking the question. As a matter of fact, one may be listening even now where I was texted this last week talking about the deep state. So what I did is I went back to this individual and I asked the question, so can you do me a favor and define deep state? And of course, I don't hear back from them. And I know it's just it's another distraction. It's getting the American people to chase shadows, dead-end trails, when in the fact of the matter is, well, should I give it away? Maybe I will. The fact of the matter is the deep state cannot do what the deep state does without politicians doing it for us, and I'll explain that in just a couple of moments. Folks, a lot of that's been going in front of me, I got to tell you this, is a lot, you know, if you get a news feed, I literally get 200 to 300 emails a day, on average right now, and I'm about ready to shut that off. I have to for the sake of sanity. But with that said, I get a lot of news feeds, and what I notice a lot is a case on Chris Watts. Y'all know who Chris Watts is, right? Chris Watts is the guy that killed his pregnant wife and then his, two little girls back in 2018, that month of August. And it's absolutely astounding to me. And what I did is I wrote an article this morning called Crime, the Fostered System of Murder Without Consequence and Indulgence. And I want you to compare this to what you're seeing in your correctional institutions, your justice, if you want to call it that. I call it the system of injustice in America today, but they call it the correctional facilities and the correctional institutions, which, by the way, makes $64 billion a year off of the bureaucracy that they have created. And you can see what happens in a system that makes void God's commandments and validates theirs, because it makes null and void God's commandments. And I'll get to that in just a moment. The point here is, Americans have been so desensitized into magnifying and glorifying the crimes and the criminals that they have forgotten the laws that are to condemn the criminals and deterring the crimes. Matter of fact, the answer is, it is by the fear of the Lord that men depart from evil. That goes, everything else goes. Okay, just like a lawless gospel in which we confront on a daily basis here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want you to think about how your system trains up individuals. And it's not just children. You know, the Bible says train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. That's true, but it applies to adults too. And it also comes to my aid right now by the Holy Ghost in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, listen, folks, a little common sense comes into play here. And what I'm saying is, if it's not Hollywood unlawfully teaching the people in this country to kill or murder, read Exodus 20, verse 13, then it is some comedian, musician, or politician that is promoting the act of murder, blatantly persuading, making light of, or being soft on the crime itself. And what's worse is that the Supreme Court of the United States of America deceives the masses of people in this country into believing that somehow or another it is free speech to teach people how to kill, how to murder. I'm not kidding you, friends. Look at the games that they're teaching kids today. JFK, that's a game where you can actually play Lee Harvey Oswald on the fourth story book depository, and you can shoot off his head, and the winner will get $10,000 to $11,000. By the way, that's a fact. Or you can be like Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold, who walk into Columbine High School, and you can go ahead and shoot your students. I mean, folks, these are games that the Supreme Court has said that they've defined it as freedom of speech. Or what about this one? There's games basically where the criminals hijack other cars, they rape women, sound effects all inclusive, they shoot police, and the more that they shoot, they get more points. Folks, these are games, again, that the Supreme Court has said it's a system of free speech. No, it is not. It never has been and never will be. Because liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Liberty is not found in doing what you want to do. No, that's called Satanism. That's called licentiousness. That's not called freedom in any sense of the word. And if you want to check one of our founders and understanding who it is and where it is we came from, so at the end of the day, you know where you're going, go to Charles D. Montesquieu. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Try that in the natural. But again, we're up against the Supreme Court and politicians that have said that this is free speech. Again, no, it is not. Then again, we have a correctional institution, at least that's what they have us believe that they are. Again, that makes, I want you to think about this. It's a system of indulgence. They've created bureaucracies, where the bureaucracies in the correctional institutions have made $64 billion off the crimes of the American people. Just think about that. This is all going to make sense. Right now you're just saying, Bradley, you're talking about the branches on the tree. Oh, just hold on a second. We're going to get to the trunk of the tree in just a moment. I want to say this again. This correctional institution in America is a system without consequence, and it serves themselves through indulgence. It's important that you get this seed, friends, into your heart, because it applies to every facet of your life. Now, I say that to say this. You know, I have conversations with Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. He does the morning show. We have conversations all the time. And one thing I notice over and over and over again is that evil men understand not judgment. Let me say it again. Evil men understand not judgment. Yet the very heart of God is what? He's known by the judgments that he executes. He's called a holy judge. He's called a good judge. He's called a righteous judge. What makes a judge good, friends? His execution of the law to the fullest extent. The God that will not, in any sense of the word, pass by iniquity, right? And that is the saving grace, is the cross of Jesus Christ to those whom it applies. But when you go to the King James Version in Jeremiah 9:24, what does it say? But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me. This is the Lord. That I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, read Psalm 107, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. I'm going to bring it over to the New Testament after this hard break. Folks, talking about a system of indulgence in this country today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
You know, this kind of topic that we're talking about right now, friends, I just got to tell you, to me, it is feeding on the meat rather than just the milk of the word. We're talking about the fostered system of murder without consequence and indulgence, and then bringing it to the God that is known by the judgments that he executeth, which is found in Psalm 9:16. Matter of fact, if you go over to Psalm 97, what does it say? This is the character of God. Righteousness, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. And then it tells us, you that love the Lord, hate evil, and love that which is good. And yet most people are just, they're in a delusional world right now. They're just totally lost. Why? Well, if you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, what does it tell us? I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. But it's interesting how the world feeds on the meat of that of the Herodians. And I'm talking about corrupt doctrines of the Herodians, government and church. And they know all about what the pastor may say as they're talking about him, or the church overseer may say as they're talking down on him. But yet they don't know what the Word of God says, so they can decide for themselves in the light of the Word of God as to what it declares. And it's just really bothersome. I got to tell you that. Jeremiah 9:24, I said right during the last segment, before the end of the last segment, it says, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, saith the Lord. And then when you bring it over to Jesus, look what Jesus says. He says, but woe unto you. He's cursing the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. He said, you tithe of mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over justice and the love of God. These ought you have to have done, and not to leave the other undone. And look at the kids. Look at their having to be raised up on, friends. The stupidity of a bunch of grown-ups that haven't grown up in their heads yet. And that's the truth of the matter. They're a bunch of reprobates. The Bible says we're supposed to grow up into him, 2 Peter 3:18. Not into carnal, fallen reprobates. And yet, look at their conversation. Out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth speaketh, and so do their actions, which speak a lot louder than words. But I'm talking about the fostered system of murder without consequence real quick. And I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that I continuously see these feeds, and there's a lot of murder mysteries that are out there. And many of them are solved, so I shouldn't say that they're mysteries. But I have to say that I have been reviewing many of the cases of murder on social media where when the criminals were brought to un-American justice, because that's what it is, I noticed a reoccurring thing. I noticed those that were guilty of the crime that they weren't sorry for their crime. And if they were, the only thing that they were sorry for was the fact that they were caught. Read 1 John 3:8-10 when you get a moment. They were not remorseful, and I'm talking about those that were guilty of murder. Okay? They were not remorseful. Many even mocked the judges during the sentences. I kid you negative. Many of those that committed heinous crimes, even against their parents, I noticed that when they would notice the cameras were on them, they would begin to make fun. They would mock and scoff and make faces into the camera. Some of these criminals even turned to the families in court during sentencing and told the families that they were glad that they did what they did to their family members. Why is this? Folks, there was nothing in deterring these criminals from committing the crimes that they were responsible for committing. I mean, as a matter of fact, truth be told, they were encouraged in doing so. Read John 8:24. Listen to this. Take the case of Chris Watts, who murdered his pregnant wife and two young daughters by then strangling them to death, then burying his wife in a shallow grave next to two oil tanks, where he disposed his daughter's bodies into on August 13th of 2018. Chris simply wanted to start a new life. You know what he did? He wanted to get rid of his old one so he could start a new one. Read Luke 9:24. And what's terrible about this, friends, is the fact that people that commit the crime, they're encouraged in doing so, and look who profits from the crime, the correctional institutions. In America, you wonder why you're in a position that you're in today. Read Isaiah 59, because judgment has turned backwards. It's completely upside down. Judgment upon the wicked is a mercy to the innocent, friends. Let me say that again. Judgment upon the heads of the wicked, those that know to do right and wrong, but they do it not, they choose the wrong. Judgment upon the heads of the wicked is a mercy to the innocent. Okay? Going back to Chris Watts, who killed his pregnant wife and his two little girls. He strangled them all to death, one by one. When Chris was giving his lying plea to the people in Colorado, he's literally smiling during that interview with a sheet of sweat over his face. Chris had so deceived himself into believing that it was okay that he just killed his wife, his pregnant wife, and his two little girls. He thought it was totally fine. Again, when he was giving his plea on camera, friends, Chris Watts, the one that murdered his wife, his pregnant wife, and his two daughters, had a smile on his face. You want to know why he had a smile on his face, America? Because he didn't fear the consequence. He didn't fear the consequence in any sense of the word. And this is the reoccurring thing that I notice with those that commit crimes today. And who teaches them more than the professed church who overlooks judgment and the politicians who are busted in crime after crime, scandal after scandal, yet nothing is done in the favor of law in prosecuting their crimes. They're encouraged to commit the crime. Let me take it another step. Chris wasn't worried about a consequence of murdering his family. He knew that the worst thing that was going to happen, this is your system of injustice, America. Listen to this carefully. Chris Watts knew that when he killed his pregnant wife and his two daughters, that the worst thing that was going to happen was that he was going to be set up in jail for the rest of his natural life. You know what he got? You know what the consequence of killing his pregnant wife was, friends? You know what the consequence of killing his two little girls, that one was pleading for her life, and he took their bodies and threw them down two oil tankers out, by the way, as to where he worked, and then he went out just a little bit and he buried his wife and his baby in her womb in a shallow grave. You know what they gave him for in consequence to his crimes, friends? Three consecutive sentences, life sentences. What is he, like a cat or something? What has he got, like nine lives, friends? Are you kidding me, America? No wonder why people commit crimes, because they know that they're going to be put up for the rest of their natural life. They're going to be rehabilitated. They're going to be getting free schooling, three hot meals a day, a gym to build themselves up, a roof over their heads, and just think. He doesn't have to work another day of his life. And guess who's paying for all of this? Fools in America that don't quite understand judgment. What deters the crimes? You're paying for it. You're paying for the likes of Chris Watts and others like him. I heard one kid that actually stole a car with a girl in it. She was a teenager. Him and his friend rape her, and they got all of this on camera. And then what they do is they take the camera and they catch him again, taking a bottle of gas and pouring it on her body out in the back of a business center, and then they light her on fire. You know what he said to the family? She said, well, if they can't forgive me, that's okay. Why not? I mean, hey, folks, from cradle to prison, guess what? This is all that they've been taught to do is to kill, kill, and kill some more. They've also been taught that there's no consequence when they do kill. And how could they when they have a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 60 million babies? Just think about that. You know, earlier this afternoon, I was driving down Brooklyn Boulevard in Minnesota here. It's a suburb of Minneapolis. And I noticed the Planned Parenthood, and boy, oh boy, it was packed. It was packed. Hey, folks, the Planned Parenthood was packed. Oh, don't forget about the $100 million that Donald Trump just added on to his $500 million. In other words, $100 million more for Planned Parenthood than Barack Hussein Obama. But all of you Trumpites, you just go, oh, you go ahead and do your best to strain at the gnat and swallow the big camel of condemnation, because rest assured it's coming. Rest assured it's coming, like it or not. A side note to that, I thought about all this COVID shutdowns. They did it again. This witch in Michigan, Jezebel, this exceptional devil, she shut down all the schools. She has no constitutional authority in doing any of this, but she does it in the face of the Supreme Court. And the people in that state apparently think it's okay for her to do it, when the Supreme Court told you in Michigan that it's not. She went and shut down all the schools. But guess what? Guess what? What's essential, friends? Planned Parenthoods are essential. But then again, Governor Whitmer from Michigan, she's the one that wears a pink hat that says, Making America Great Again, Planned Parenthood, that's responsible for killing over 60 million babies. And folks, if you can't put two and two together, I can't help you. But did you hear what I just said? She's got a hat that says, Making America Great Again, Planned Parenthood. They're responsible for 60 million babies. That's 18 states in equivalence. In number. And they're looking out for you as they're shutting all of your businesses down? No, they're choking the life out of America, because it's the judgment of God. The bad guy is not getting away with what he wants to get away with. God is using him because America, using her because Americans refuse to repent for their sin before a just and a holy law. Hey, folks, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. And it's not everlasting life that we're reaping. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants people to remember the rapid development of the coronavirus vaccine happened under his watch.
The president tweeting praise for the drug manufacturer Moderna, which is reporting that its coronavirus vaccine is 94.5% effective in the latest trials. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"This is really a historic day. This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna."
The calendar might say November 16th, but the National Weather Service says Phoenix, Arizona could set a new record high today. The current record high is 89 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News. Republican Senator David Perdue is deciding not to debate his Democratic challenger. CNN reporting Perdue won't debate John Ossoff on December 6th. That's just a month before they will compete for one of Georgia's Senate seats on January 5th. As far as what this race means for our country, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy says,
"If the Republicans lose the Senate majority and the left of Lenin wing of the Democratic Party gets in control, as it will, controlling both the Senate and the House, as I said earlier today, you have nothing to worry about unless you are a taxpayer, a business owner, a parent, a gun owner, a cop, a person of faith, or an unborn baby."
Hurricane Iota is now a Category 5 storm as it heads towards Central America. The National Hurricane Center saying it's packing winds of 160 miles an hour as it heads towards northeastern Nicaragua. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now, it was interesting on Saturday's show. We just started it off, and we're on different platforms. Tim knows all about them. I'm new to all of this major platform stuff over the last month, so we're learning a lot. But I literally had over 1,000 comments within the first 30 minutes of a two-hour show. 1,000 comments. But when you talk about the responsibility, because they were, you know, we were exposing the left versus right paradigm for the millionth time because of new people joining in, and they act like they know what they're talking about. Read Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, yet the Bible or wise, the Bible says that they're fools, and fools they are. But it's interesting, we're talking about educating people now, and you can see the numbers are quite a bit lower than what they were on Saturday because it's not, the show is not set on entertaining people. See, people want to be entertained out of their freedoms. And that's not what we're doing here. We're educating the people to wake up and take responsibility because they are the government in this country under God, first and foremost under God. And by the way, if you want to watch us live, you can do that. You can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there, combating the lies in the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media on a global basis. And sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and join us on Top Chat. If you want to go to beforeitsnews.com, you can do that too. Beforeitsnews.com, click onto YouTube, go to the right side of the page, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Do you mind if I just take 1 second? We're going to get back to this in just a moment. Crime, the fostered system of murder without consequence and indulgence. And then we're going to get to the main topic because people love to talk about the deep state. And again, they don't have a clue as to what they're talking about. They're just parroting what they're hearing the media say. That's all they're doing, or their friends that don't know what they're talking about. But what's interesting, friends, is you just heard during the break them promoting a new vaccination, which only shows you that government is working on the behest and the behalf of special interest groups. Did you hear what I said? They're not enforcing the laws against the medical institutions for being unable to prove the narrative of the virus. Nope. They're right there selling you the vaccination concerning a virus that they cannot prove. And it shows you exactly who they're working for. And it's not you, the people. It's not we, the people. I also know as a fact, friends, there's statistics on this new vaccination. It's all fabricated baloney. It's lies. It's all lies. Just like everything they've said to you about the virus is lies, friends, at least to the point that they have brought it, right? Or they have brought it. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that in, and I want to get over this really quick because I want to bring in the word to drop the hammers, not my word, like a fire saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, Jeremiah 23:29. But I'm talking about crime, the fostered system of murder without consequence. We were just talking about Chris Watts and how he murdered his wife and his pregnant wife. He strangled her to death in bed, and he was caught on a video that his neighbor had going to the door, just barely seeing everything Chris was doing at 5 o'clock. In the morning, and he was caught loading up their bodies. And then he confessed to actually taking his two daughters, and the little girls were asking, what did you do to mommy? He drives them out to his place of work 45 minutes out on the backside of Colorado, and then he strangles both of his little daughters. I think they were both under 5 years old, and one even pleaded for her life, but he took them, strangled them, and then threw their bodies down into these oil bins. And matter of fact, they said when they retrieved the bodies, the skin was literally falling off the corpses of the little girls. And then he takes and buries his wife in a shallow grave, I think it was less than 100 yards away from where he threw his little girls. And then he goes back home because his best friend was asking questions. The cops get involved, and then he's busted when this film is shown. Okay. Then he confesses to the murder. He first blames his wife, which later on she was exonerated from that as well, as he confessed that he was the one that was responsible for murdering the family. But when he made his plea on television for his family friends, he literally had a smile on his face. This is how sick and twisted this guy was and is. Chris, in consequence of his crime, received a consecutive life sentences. Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of in all of your life? I mean, maybe if they just put it up to 15, everybody would have felt better. As if to suggest he has 15 lives. No, look what happens when you throw off God's commandments and his judgments. Chris isn't worried about the consequence of murdering his family, and this is why. Because you're paying for his rehabilitation, you're paying for his schooling, you're paying for his 3 hot meals a day, you're paying for the gym that he works out in every day. He has a roof over his head, and what I want you to think about is the fact that you have bureaucrats deciding for you as to how these criminals are to be dealt with. They're not discouraged or deterred from committing the crime. They're encouraged in committing the crimes, friends. Don't forget that. Again, see what happens when you allow government to make void the laws of God? You get a system of indulgence. Give me some money, and we'll oversee your crimes to finance, right? And what the Lord never intended. Read Mark 7:10-11. Scripture tells us, listen carefully, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Is that what you're seeing happen today? Nope, not at all. Leviticus 24:17, and he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death. Is that what you're seeing today? Absolutely not. Is that the resolve to bring about the deterring of crimes? Absolutely it is. Exodus 20:13 says, you shall not murder. He premeditated this, friends. This wasn't accidental. He confessed to it. And again, he confessed to it, and he did not look like he was worried about a thing. There was going to be no retaliatory methods taken on him. There was nothing to deter the crime, friends. No, keep in mind, again, friends, Hollywood, the media, comedians, bands, politicians, the Supreme Court, they're all, in one way or another, advertently or inadvertently, teaching that it's okay to commit the crime. Why? They're going so far as even how to teach the people how to commit the crime. That's all you have to do is watch one of their movies. Oh, my goodness, friends. Look at all this. This blood and this gore, this gun violence. And these are the same people that then stand up, that act out in these movies, by the way, that are committing all this gun violence. And then they go behind your backs and they advocate for disarming the American people. They just got them teaching how to commit the crime. I'm saying two different things, but I'm making the point of the injustice. I'm making the point of as to how reprobates discern right from wrong. Right from wrong to these people is only what is gained in advantage to themselves, friends. Okay, what works for them. And I'll tell you what the way that they learn the lesson is when someone in their family is a victim to a crime. Then all of a sudden they understand judgment. It's a law unto itself, isn't it? Let me read Deuteronomy 19:10-13. That innocent blood be not shed in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon these. Okay? He's saying to all the people at large, don't allow innocent blood to be shed. But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him and said nothing about his wife and his kids, because it was unthinkable, and lie in wait for him and rise up against him and smite him mortally that he die, and fleeth into one of these cities, then the elders of the city shall send and fetch thence, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel. That's God's people, not the demographic or geographic, friends, that it may go well with you. See, people today, they have talked to other people out of common sense when it comes to law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When you teach people that if you commit the crime, you're going to pay for it, I'll tell you what, that's what deters the crime. And until we get back to that, nothing's going to change. It tells us in verse 19 and 21, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put evil away from among you, and those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you, and thy eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, hand for a hand, foot for a foot. That's how you bring the resolve, friends. That's how you deter crime. You teach them the fear of the Lord. Read Proverbs 16:6 when you get a moment. So in conclusion, what is it that Americans must do when it comes to those that are guilty of crimes? Search the scriptures, for there you will find the very method of deterring the crimes. So those that remain shall hear in fear. It's interesting, friends. Is it not? Folks, if we really loved our freedoms, we would promote what? We would magnify the law the way that the Lord did. We would promote judgment the way that the Lord did. So we can establish righteousness and peace within the gate. If we don't want to do that and we want the bureaucrats to do it for us, guess what we have? We're jeopardizing our securities throughout the land. Because now we have a system of government hand in glove with Hollywood in the Supreme Court. Folks, again, politicians and bands that are promoting these crimes. And what's crazy about it is when the crime is committed, everybody stands back and says, oh, what just happened? I never thought he would in a million years do that. He always talked about stuff like that. He always drew on his notebooks like, you know, things that he learned from this movie or from that band. But we just can't believe that he actually did it. Are you kidding me, Americans? Train up a child in the way they will go. Folks, that applies to evil. That applies to good. Common sense comes into play. My goodness, friends, we got to get back to a little common sense. And I'll tell you what, Scripture brings that. Scripture brings that back into play. Without the Lord, friends, we're going to get exactly what we deserve. And that's going to be a hell that's being created right now. And I don't want to be a part of it. I want to right the wrongs is what I want to do. In so many different ways. I'm going to go over to this topic, okay? That was my preface. Long-winded, brother, yeah? It just really aggravates me to no end when I sit and I watch these people do the things that they do. And then when someone goes or teach them the things that they do, and when they do it, they sit back and they act like what just happened. And then they care more about the money, the indulgence, than they care about justice. again, until it comes to their own families. Hey, Dan, I'm going to take you up next from Ohio, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll tip into just a little bit, friends, confusion by design, deep state. I'm going to define it for you in one segment, but again, I'm going to first take the caller. If you want to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live, and you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, one more time, final segment, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go to the right side of the page, YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat, 1-866-582-9933. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good, Bradley. Hey, I just want to expound on what you were saying. I won't take up too much of your time, but, you know, Moderna, just that vaccine, they openly admit that it has aborted fetal cells in it.
Yep.
Regeneron, which Trump was out there promoting, had Regeneron. And when you tell fellow Christians, like, oh, no, it doesn't have it in there, yep. These people have been so dehumanized, they don't even want to take the time to look and see if they're going to put aborted fetal cells in their body.
No, you got to understand something though here, my friend, is I just pulled up on my news feed during the break. Trump supporters are singing gospel songs with 4 more years and Trump flags. I don't see anything with Jesus, not a word about the Constitution. I just see that their favorite political candidate is the one that they literally are praising, but they're using the name of Jesus in the process. And I got to tell you, Trump loves this every step of the way, Dan. No question about it.
Oh, absolutely. And And I'm going to say this real quick. You know, if people might say, well, geez, when Dan calls in, he's always going after Trump supporters. Well, I expect more out of the conservatives. I have no expectations of the Democrats. We know who they are.
Yeah.
But it just seems, you know, the people, if we need people in this fight, we need the conservatives and the Christians to wake up. I mean, you know, our hope is in Christ, and these people have put all their hope in Donald Trump.
Hey,
but
Dan.
Something else I want to mention.
I wanted to say this. These people, here, listen to me carefully. Now, I'm talking to all the people that are watching me and listening to me now. They have no business voting because the only thing that they're taught to do is to vote for their favorite. They don't know what the Constitution says, and if they don't know what the Constitution says, they have no business voting for either side because it's not an issue of law. It's an issue of their favorite politicians. And do you think for one moment the Lord's going to bless that? 2 Chronicles 19:2? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But say on. Say on, Dan.
The Republican Party didn't even have a platform. The platform was the face of Donald Trump this year's election. That's why there's all these problems. But the other thing I wanted to mention, I saw a clip from Fox News a couple days ago, and this was complete the dehumanization, what you're talking about, no value in life. They had an executive from Planned Parenthood, and she said, with all these vaccines, there's going to be a huge demand for aborted fetal cells.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what they've been doing. We've already heard they're already stockpiled anyway, so the American people are just taking the bait as to suggest that this was not all pre-planned, but yet Theodore Roosevelt told us in the 30s that everything that happens in politics is first planned. So if we don't want to listen to it from an insider, then you know what? Again, we're going to get what we deserve.
I know, and I appreciate everything you do, and I'll just say this. A year ago, Bradley, I was on that Trent plantation that was a Q follower. And I'd listen to you, I'd be like, man, that guy is a nutcase. But hey, thanks for continuing through those tough times because, you know, people are slowly beginning to wake up and, you know, that's what it's going to take. So,
you know, isn't it crazy?
Thanks for everything.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Isn't that interesting how, and Dan, you're just being honest. I don't know if I've ever heard that one before, but I was called a Trump hater, a never Trumper, this, that, and the other thing by people that don't even know what they're talking about once again. But isn't it interesting how people look at a guy like me for showing them the fruit on the tree of the administration, and they have the audacity to get mad at me for simply pointing my finger at the fruit that he's bearing. Matthew 7:16. See, whenever this conversation comes up, friends, one thing that I always have at hand without fail is the Word of God, the U.S. Constitution, and judging those things that we're talking about by the fruit that they bear, regardless of what or who they may be. Okay? So if I'm crazy, Dan, as you just said, and I'm not taking that in the wrong way, I'm just saying if that's people's perspective from me telling them the truth, that there's something wrong with me, I'm standing here asking the question, what's wrong with you people? If I bring you to an apple tree and I ask you what sort of fruit is on that tree and you say it's apple and I look at it and see it's apple and I say, you're crazy for telling me that that's an apple tree. Well, that's what it is. And it's the same thing with this corrupt administration. What he says and what he does are two different stories, and I can prove it every single step of the way. So don't question me. Question yourselves. And this is exactly why my message is that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because you've been drinking the Kool-Aid far, far too long, and you better get it right, because life is but a vapor, and you're not promised tomorrow. And all roads lead to the judgment seat, regardless if you like it or not. I do want to give you a quick heads up, guys, listening and watching right now. Tomorrow we're going to have, again, Senator Scott and Dr. Scott Jensen. He's both. He's a doctor and a senator. He's going to be exposing what's going on all the more. This guy is under fire in the state of Minnesota for doing the same exact things that I'm doing right now. He's telling you the truth of the matter, and it's the truth that the people need to hear rather than what it is that they want to hear. Also wanted to let you know that I'd shared with you last week that we're looking to get a couple people on the radio concerning prophets versus false prophets. And we got one on Thursday, and I want to tell you first and foremost, I'm going to be respectful, but I'm not going to put man above the Word of God. But we have Mario Murillo joining us on Thursday. And then we also have another individual that will be joining us the following week. And I'm just going to propose some questions to these guys, real questions, biblical questions. And I'm going to start off asking the question as to what do you suppose is the fallout of America over the last 6 and 7 and 8 decades in this country? That's all I'm going to do. But again, on Thursday, Mario Murillo will be with us. And again, we have another one coming up the week after that. Forgive me for not getting his name. I just seen him not too long ago, but I look forward to having him on there too. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt and let them go ahead and answer for themselves. And let's hear their perspectives in the up and coming days when we do have them on the show. But we have some people joining us, friends, that are going to be pretty substantial in the sense of who they are, what they've been doing for a long time in this country. And again, I just want to bring them back to the Word of God. I just want to bring them back to the Constitution and ask them the question, why are we in the position that we are? If the church has been doing the right thing over the last 6, 7, and 8 decades, okay? So we'll be doing that in the up and coming days. Real quick, I got someone that keeps trying to call in, and then it falls off real quick, but I'm trying to almost kick the can down the road for Deep State tomorrow. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? They cannot. Matter of fact, I'm not going to be able to get to it tomorrow because I have Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen with me tomorrow. But I just want to say this, friends. Was it the deep state that implemented abortion? Was it the deep state that implemented the American Health Care Act? Oh, by the way, under Donald Trump, it used to be called Obamacare under Barack Hussein Obama. They just changed the name. Was it the deep state that implemented that? Was it the deep state that's going after your guns? Was it the deep state that is financing Muslims times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama under that of Donald Trump? What about that wall that was promised? How come there's not been one brick put back up, but refurbished wall? Was it the deep state that did that too? Is it the deep state that brought our deficit $8.3 trillion at the end of an 8-year incumbency? Do you get the point? Friends, do you understand what I'm talking about? Was it the deep state that implemented Betsy DeVos from Michigan, Secretary of Education under Donald Trump? Was it the deep state that pushed forth the UN curriculum on American schools? Or was it this administration? Was it the politicians? Yes, it was the politicians. Yes, it was this administration. And it was the preceding administration. And it was the one that preceded that administration. And it was the one that preceded that administration. Deep state is nothing but a distraction, friends. It's a shadow government. Is there one? There's no question that there's a shadow government, but they cannot do what they can do without the politicians doing it for them. See, folks, what I'm trying to tell you is it stops with the politicians. When you deal with the corrupt politicians, what you call the deep state cannot operate. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It cannot operate. It's nothing but a distraction. It's another word for those, the powers that are tolerated to get you chasing, friends, these shadows, which continuously come to nothing when you get there. It's the politicians that are the deep state, if you look at who's implementing what you would call the deep state and what it is that they mean to implement. And in the current incumbency, the current administration, he's doing everything that you blame on the deep state for. And by the way, Trumpites today, anyways, folks, they're blaming Joe Biden for the very things that Donald Trump is responsible for. Okay, just for the record, is that a vote of confidence for Joe Biden? Are you really that misled? Are you really that uneducated and deceived? That's not what I'm saying. Both of them are on the same teams. What I am telling you is to get busy and take your government back because we, the people, are the government in this country. But don't forget, under God, without under God, friends, we're one nation gone under, and that's not where we want to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.